You're listening to SBS News.
After the Socceroos-France match kicked off day three of the 2018 FIFA World Cup, Australian attention shifted to the other match in Group C, Denmark versus Peru in Saransk. The Socceroos play Denmark on Thursday night. A fairly lackluster first half in Saransk livened up at the end when the video assistant referee awarded Peru a penalty, after the field referee initially decided against penalising Danish striker Yusuf Jurari Poulsen for a foul in the box. Up stepped Christian Cueva. Here's how Optus Sport called his spot kick.
You can but only imagine the roar from the thousands upon thousands of Peru fans if it hits the net. It was far from hitting the net. It was almost on its way to Saransk city centre.
A skied penalty marking the end of the half. But fans didn't have to wait long for a goal once the second half got underway. Denmark's Christian Eriksen feeding Poulsen to finish a swift counter-attack 15 minutes in. Peru had several excellent chances to level, but the score would remain 1-0, largely because of an inspired performance from Danish goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel. Peru left pondering what could have been in their first World Cup match in 36 years. Danish coach Augi Hareide paid tribute to Schmeichel after the match.
His goal line play is probably by the best in the world. And today he had a fantastic performance, and it's needed when you get a hard pressure on you, as Peru did in the second half. And they do a lot to get the equaliser. You have to acknowledge the performance of Kasper today, but also the whole defence and the whole team.
Group D also got underway on day three with a stunning result. Iceland, a country with an entire population of just over 300,000 people and making a first ever World Cup appearance, held 2014 runners-up Argentina to a 1-1 draw in Moscow. Sergio Aguero gave the team known as the Albiceleste the lead after 19 minutes. But Iceland, who stunned the football world with their dogged run to the quarterfinals of the European Championships in 2016, hit back 4 minutes later through Alfred Finn Bogason. Iceland's footballing grit wasn't the only thing from 2 years ago to reappear in Moscow, the famous so-called Viking clap also making a comeback. Barcelona superstar Lionel Messi had a chance to win it for Argentina from a second-half penalty kick, but saw his effort brilliantly saved by Iceland goalkeeper Hannes Haldason. Argentina coach Jorge Sampaoli, whose side's 78% possession and 28 shots yielded just the one goal, was frustrated with Iceland's ultra-defensive game plan. Icelandic coach Heimir Hallgrímsson says his team was well prepared.
There was nothing in their game that surprised us, and we could stop a lot of their build-up or threats before it happened. So, yeah, a lot of credit to the people around us and especially the players.
Day 3's final game was the other match from Group D, Croatia versus Nigeria. Croatia bossed their opponents, this year's World Cup's youngest team, early on, and Croatia found the breakthrough midway through the first half via Mario Mandzukic's header, deflecting in off Nigeria's Ogbeni Okoro Etebo following a corner. Captain Luka Modric made it 2-0 to Croatia with a penalty in the 70th minute, capping a dominant display from the Europeans. Croatia now well-placed to progress from the so-called group of death. Modric says it was important to beat Nigeria, and the team wasn't distracted by the fact their fellow Group D teams dropped points earlier in the day.
Irrespective of the scoreline in the other game, we were focused on us, on our game, and it was an extremely important win, which will boost our confidence for the forthcoming matches. I believe that on the wings of this win, we will up our game and continue our journey.
The focus now turns to day four, which sees Brazil playing Switzerland, 2014 champions Germany playing Mexico, Costa Rica taking on Serbia, and Sweden up against South Korea. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.